Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final, the final show, the final podcast for 2016. I'm your host, Danny Morrell. First off, I've got to say thank you, guys. This literally was an idea that I had back a year ago today at the what we call our Lead Coaches Retreat back in 2015. And if you don't know, if you're not watching me on video right now, in the backdrop, I've got the PGA West Golf Course. There you go. You can see it if you can see me on video. But it's absolutely beautiful. I'm sitting here at the home that we stayed in for the last couple of days. Where we do this every year. We get together, spend time together, and really start to identify the things that we can do to be innovative in such a way that we not only disrupt the industry constantly, but that we're also growing as a company by providing more value to the agents that choose to work for us. We had an incredible year. We're going to finish at about 2,320 closed transactions. And next year, we're going to push for 4,000. And by the way, you know, these numbers are not realistic, unrealistic, because we have been performing at a certain level year after year as an organization for the last 5 years. And you can see trends, you can see data, you can see, you can make an analysis of your numbers when you run your business this way. And guys, it's the same thing that I did as a real estate agent. I just compounded upon compound till I finally got to 150 transactions. Why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because if I have any wish for you in 2017, it's that you stop staying stuck, guys. You have no business being stuck. And what I mean by being stuck is if you're doing the same amount of production that you did last year or worse, you did worse or worse, you grew, but you only grew by a little bit, man, yo, man, you got only one person to blame, and that's yourself, guys. If I could encourage you with anything, it's that you have to start stepping out in faith and start believing in things. Do you realize that you wouldn't be listening to my voice right now on a weekly basis? We would have never had met. There's some of you, you still haven't even reached out to me, and you're out in Oklahoma or New York City or Arizona or Alaska, wherever you are on planet Earth. And I would have never had the opportunity to come into your life or you into mine, really, without an idea and without the audacity to believe that it was possible. And it's the same thing that you can do in your production, right? What's stopping you from going from 20 to 30 transactions? Or, you know what, guys, that's another thing. This whole 30 transactions a year number, it kind of has me sick because everybody in our industry thinks that's a big deal. Guys, do the math. 30 transactions for most of the areas where we live in, that's not that much. It's about $250,000 a year. You got to start thinking bigger than that, guys. You got to start thinking a little bit bigger than your neighbors and your family members and what they're earning. You got to really start pushing and believing for a legacy for your life. And you could do that, guys. You can do that, you know, right in your backyard, doing what you're doing right now, just getting a lot better at it, just getting a lot more intense about it, right? Another big mistake that we make, guys, is that we go out and, you know, we decide all of a sudden that, you know, what we are doing right now is not good enough. We got to go find something else. We got to move to the high end. We got to go do something. Stay in your lane and just dominate at that lane, guys. And if you do that for a long enough period of time, you'll win. But it's got to be backed up by intensity, guys. Three words that I want to leave you with before we wrap this show up. And by the way, I'm sorry, that was a little rant, but it's okay. I feel like some of us needed to hear that, and some of us might have even been me, myself, right? Number one, I write down the word decide. You just got to make a decision, guys. Just boils down to that. You just got to make a decision as to what is acceptable and unacceptable in your life. I'll tell you a little personal thing that's going on with me. You know, just moved into our new home. Things are going fantastic. And I got this backyard that's full of dirt, right? And, you know, the backyard is full of dirt, and the dogs go into the backyard, and they come inside, and then they track the dirt into this, you know, beautiful hardwood floors. And, you know, I had just been a little bit nervous about the backyard. I don't want to spend too much money and so forth and so on. And you know what? While I was on this retreat, I just decided, screw that, man. I'm not going to think like that. I'm just going to decide. I'm just going to do what I got to do, right? And I just wanted to share that with you guys, because some of you guys just need that in your life. You just need to decide what it is that you're going to do in terms of production and how much better you're going to get next year. Number two is execution. Execution. You got to go out and execute. And I'll tell you, you know, every once in a while, you just have to realize, like, or I have to realize, I'm around real estate agents a lot. It's all I do. It's all I know. I'm just surrounded by real estate agents, or getting messages from real estate agents, or I'm talking to real estate agents, or I'm training real estate agents. And I've come to know our group a little bit better this year just by pure expansion, just by this podcast. I've met so many of you. Execution is big, and what I understand is one of the biggest reasons why we don't execute. Truly, guys, if I get deep with you, it's because of an underlying disbelief in ourselves and in our own possibilities. And so if you find yourself not executing, it's really because you don't believe it's possible. And so I want you to look at that. I want you to address that. And if you need help with that, shoot me a message either on Instagram or on Facebook. And last but not least, number three, win. And I've got to tell you, you know, people always ask me, what motivates you? What inspires you? What triggers you? It's one word, it's winning. I want to win, and I want to win at the biggest level possible. And I want to help other people win. Brings joy to my heart. I can't think of his name, but there's a young man that flew out to Relentless, and I'll talk about that in a second. Flew out to Relentless from New Jersey to participate, and right now flew back, right, and did everything we taught him to do. And I think he took like 7 or 8 listings last month or something like that. He's just on fire. I love the guy. I forgot your name, my man, but you know who I'm talking about, right? And there's a bunch of people like that throughout the country. But guys, you won't ever win until you want to win. You know, I'm thinking of my friend Travis Arsenault. God bless him, Travis Arsenault. From our office, one of our offices in Rancho Cucamonga, just made a decision to do it and to come on strong. And he just crept up on everybody in the last portion of the month, or the last month of the year, closed close to 3 million in volume to just kind of take it, right? And, you know, that's what winners do, guys. Winners make it happen, you know, that's the reality. And so, you know, if I can correlate this to anything, to give you an example of how I am constantly applying these three basic words, let's talk about Relentless. I had never done an event like that before. I mean, but I made a decision. Number one, I made a decision. I said, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to bring in a guest speaker. We're going to make it big. We're not going to go to a rinky-dink hotel. We're going to go to the Disneyland Hotel in Anaheim. We're going to open up the doors to other realtors. It's going to be powerful event, right? Number two, I had to execute, right? And if I don't believe it's possible, or if I don't believe in myself, or if I don't see the people coming, so forth and so on, guess what? I won't execute, and I won't execute in a big way. But we executed, guys. That room was packed. And last but not least, number three is winning. We won. That's it. We won because no other local real estate company had ever done an event like that of that nature. And we just shook up the industry. And we continue to shake up the industry. And why am I bringing this up? I know there's a lot of local agents listening, but there's a lot of other agents that you'll never be a part of Intero, just because, well, I'll never say never, but the likelihood of you ever joining Intero, that's not what it's about. I'm trying to just show you what is possible in your life when you decide what you want, when you go out and execute, and when you decide that you're going to win, you're not going to take any prisoners, and you just... And you want to leave a legacy, guys, that when you leave in the, when you walk in a room, no matter what, they may not like you, but they're going to respect you because your numbers show the truth. And that's what winners do. So I'm going to tell you all right now, the plans we have for Relentless this year, we'll have 1,000 people there. We're going to bring a guest speaker. I'll tell you right now, just get ready. It'll be probably around the same month, probably around September. It'll be here in Southern California. We've already declared who we're going to bring as the guest speaker. It's just a little expensive. I'll let you know that right now. So I'm dealing with the execution part right now in my own head. But once I've decided, we're just going to go out and make it happen. And I will tell you this, there's going to be a lot of you joining us for that event. So 2017 Relentless is going to blow away 2016. All right. With that said, guys, I want to say thank you for sharing these videos. Thank you for sharing this podcast. This was a short, sweet message that hopefully rung true to your heart, hopefully challenged you to do more. If it did, share it with your family members, share it with your friends, share it with your coworkers. I want to say thank you to the 20,000 plus of you that downloaded our episodes on a monthly basis. I'm envisioning that hitting 50,000 sometime in 2017. And this hopefully it's just because you guys like what we're doing and you appreciate it. Our first show in 2017 won't be till the second week of January. I'm going to go on a little bit of a sabbatical and take like a little bit of a break because my body and my mind really needs that right now. Although being that we're just getting off this lead coaches retreat, I got more work to do than ever. So I'll probably just have to sit at home and work on the laptop and do what I've got to do. But for the most part, guys, we've got an exciting, exciting year planned for all of you next year. Can't wait to be back with you on your podcast, on your Stitcher app, or on YouTube, just bringing a lot of great information to help you expand your thinking, expand your belief system, and expand your results in your real estate business or in any business for that matter. If you don't know, go download Stitcher on your Androids. Go to your Purple Podcast app and click subscribe by just searching my name, Danny Morrell, or Real Estate Sales Show. Just click subscribe. Or if not, just go subscribe to our YouTube channel by looking up my name, and you'll always have access to these amazing podcasts. Thank you so much. It's been an honor spending this year with you. And we ain't done yet. We're just getting going. We'll see you in 2017. Bye-bye.